This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Sue, I was having a little fun earlier today because I mentioned we have Elliot Davis coming up, retired Fox 2 investigative reporter. You know, he used to do the You Paid For It segment. And if you go on YouTube, you can still see before he retired from Fox 2, they did this countdown, the top 10. And I was sampling some of those. So this is, he was chasing down Darlene Green. Listen to this.
No. I just wanted to ask if you're going to get back.
No. And her press flag comes up and stops him.
No. The response we got back is that.
You're talking about my vehicle.
Ah, the good old days. Elliot Davis, but you're still doing independent journalism here in St. Louis. How are you this afternoon?
Well, I am hanging in there. I'm getting over a case of bronchitis, but I'm still surviving.
Yeah, you have, explain to folks who that might not know. I actually had a listener that came up to me a couple of weeks ago, big fan of the show, but had no idea that I came on to 97.1 FM Talk from KMOX. But some people might not even know what you're doing out there after you left Fox 2, so let's kind of lead with that.
Okay, well, I'm retired. But I did have a minor of a social media footprint that's grown. On Facebook, for example, we've moved from 172,000 followers to 180,000 followers. And I think over a month period, I think we had 7 million views. So it has been busy. I did a lot with the homeless. And so I've been providing the content. I now have a social media person helping me in this as we expand Instagram and YouTube and other stuff. So we have been staying busier than I was on TV.
Wow. Well, that's impressive. Those are impressive numbers for sure. Not everyone can do that, but that really speaks to your, you know, history here in St. Louis and your success as well. So you caught my attention because somebody shared this yesterday, and I'm not on Facebook as much as I used to, and a lot of that's just because people who have decided to not be my friend, and it's toxic out there. I appreciate what you're doing, but you wrote something about Gabe Gore, the current prosecutor. A lot of us have been certainly under the impression after Kim Gardner left that things were going better in that office. I think they have been going better, but look, Elliot, you're highlighting a couple things that are a little problematic in the office, correct?
I am. And it's regrettable. I mean, I had all the confidence in the world in Gabe Gore. I was a big supporter. I was a big cheerleader for Gabe Gore. I mean, publicly, I'd do posts and all of this stuff about how great Gabe Gore was and how great an appointment that was by former Missouri Governor Mike Parson. And I was singing his praises. But as of late, roughly 2 months ago, That changed actually when with the case where the 62-year-old woman, Gladys Anthony, was mauled to death by three pit bulls from the neighboring yard, and Gore refused to file charges in the case against the owner. And that was a question mark. But more than that, he didn't even explain to the public why he wasn't filing charges.
Yeah, you know, and what? So, let me stop you on that one, because I saw that and there was some coverage in the Post about that, and it was confusing because I think the only excuse that was offered is they felt like they didn't have enough evidence. But that was a strange situation for sure.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Police had made an arrest. They had arrested the owner for involuntary manslaughter. And so, obviously, there was some evidence somewhere. Clearly, the dogs got out of one yard, got into the other, killed the woman, and then, of course, attacked her 73-year-old husband when he tried to go to her defense. And no charges, nothing filed.
But the other one that you highlight, and we remember this because we talked about this, this was the young woman who was from England who was trying to, you know, escape gunfire in the Grove. There was a video of this that was caught on camera with these cars. I can't remember, was she here going to school or did she have someone that she was dating here? But that was a terrible case.
Yeah, that was Ellie Bentley. She was from United Kingdom. She had been involved with a soccer player. That didn't work,
right.
But she moved back to St. Louis because she really liked St. Louis. She was trying to escape random gunfire in the Grove neighborhood, but the guy, she was like in front of a car, but the guy ran, jumped in the car, floored it, raced off, dragging her body 3 blocks.
Yeah.
And so police arrested the 25-year-old driver, I think, and it's a sharp girl. She was 25 years old. I think she had degrees in physics and mathematics, she did survive. Police had arrested someone for leaving the scene of an accident. A year later, Gabe Gore drops the charges, and people are wondering, well, what the heck? What's going on? And then there are other cases too. The pattern is like these are things you criticize Kim Gardner for.
Yeah, it doesn't
these,
make
when,
sense.
When police would investigate cases, they'd make an arrest, good arrest. They'd get to the prosecutor's office. Kim Gardner would say, sorry, you got nothing. What we're seeing is a pattern of Gabe Gore dropping charges, reducing charges, and the like. And so it is really getting to be a questionable deal. For example, there were 2 murder cases recently that Gabe Gore dropped charges on. One for second-degree murder, one for first-degree murder that he dropped charges. And the latest deal, Mark, comes from a really amazing source, a person who used to be a prosecutor in the circuit attorney's office is complaining about how Gabe Gore handled the case of his brother who was killed. Gerald Christmas was a assistant circuit attorney in the office of D. Joyce Hayes. He handled cases like
name.
This.
Yeah.
And he was saying what happened in the case of his brother should not have happened. It would not have happened under D. Joyce Hayes administration. Centrally, his brother shot, killed. Charges were filed, among which second-degree murder against a suspect or armed criminal accident, a number of other charges. Gabe Gore, he says, told him that if something changed, that he would call him, right? Well, guess what? Gore never called him.
Yeah.
He only found out a victim services called a relative and said the charges had been dropped, major charges had been dropped to involuntary manslaughter, reduced from second-degree murder, involuntary manslaughter. But other charges had actually been dropped. And so a person who could have gotten 30 years to life was now they're going to get 7 years, and it gets even worse. This person, the suspect, had already served prison time for gun charges, and he was out on bond on two new felony gun charges, right? He'd just been out on bond 2 days. Well, guess what Gabe Gore's office did? They combined the two cases and then offered him 7 years on the two cases. Gerald Christmas went to court and testified and went to court, talked to the judge to try to, and the sentencing, to try to get the that deal thrown out. He says the judge didn't do it, fearing that if she didn't go along with the deal from Gore's office, he would just drop the case altogether.
Elliot, I've got a question for you. Does he have any defense for this? I mean, has he defended himself? Is there any kind of, what the heck?
What he has said, I've asked for an interview. I'd have to ask him to talk. He can talk to any reporter as far as I'm concerned, because I'll still get the information. But the last thing they wrote me is said, well, it's still an active case, so we're still looking for something, but we have no comment. But right now they're doing nothing, essentially.
Wow.
And he's offering no good explanation. And this is interesting. I'm going to show you something that's interesting here. On his bio, he was appointed at his job May 30th, 2023, to take the case of Kim Gardner. My contention is that he's acting more and more like Kim Gardner and handling these cases that police work hard on. This is what police went through. I'm surprised they're not having flashbacks. If they didn't get state control today, they'd probably be depressed.
Well, let me ask you, because we have limited time here, but I want to get your thoughts on that and your thoughts on Tashara as well, whether she's looking like she's on the way out. But obviously, they passed this bill. It's going to Governor Kehoe. Look, Elliot, I was in the camp 10 years ago, whenever that period was, that thought local control was a no-brainer. It didn't make any sense to me. Things have not turned out so well. So I kind of got in the camp that supported this this new police commission and not local control. Your thoughts on that, though?
I absolutely support state control of the police department, because we have a city where the mayor was a progressive, the board of aldermen are progressives. When the whole defund police movement surfaced, it seemed like all of them were on the same page with wanting to, at least in some ways, defund the police. Police could get, even under the Gardner years, when police were getting hammered, police got no vocal support, really, from either Tashara Jones or from Kara Spencer. None of them really stood up for police. I'm not going to single out Kara by herself, because it was the entire board of aldermen, save maybe one or two.
Yeah,
I think the problems that police have no confidence, and it's not a racial thing. The Police Officers Association is supporting it, and the police and the Ethical Society of Police that represents the African-American officers, they are also supporting state control. Mm. Here you have the organization representing black police officers saying they'd rather have Republicans in Jefferson City control the police department than the African-American mayor in St. Louis.
And when it comes to the African-American mayor in St. Louis, it does appear very likely that she's toast. Do you see a path for her to retain and win the second term?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think that it's like I wrote something about it. I really think it's the end of the road. You look at the margin. She's like, Kara got like 68% approval to Tashara, maybe 23 or something like that. Anyway, it's far behind. It's too much ground to make up. The voters, I think, have spoken, and the voters have said that Tashara Jones has had her chance, and that's it. She has only herself to blame for a lot of these issues. I've covered the homeless. It was a battle trying to get her to put a warm-up bus out on the street. That should have been a no-brainer, to give the homeless a place to come and get warm. Public safety. She made the decision, for example, they all decided they'd rather look like the defund the police folk rather than the support the police folk when that whole movement was out. Soured the relationship with the police. So she made some calls early on in her administration that's hurting her now. Whatever she does now too little, too late.
Yep, I'm with you. Well, Elliot, thank you for jumping on here. And, you know, I'm certainly a big proponent of local journalism. I've expressed a lot of concern with where, you know, it's a resources game for a lot of organizations, and I get that. But good independent journalism is really thriving, and I think you're a great example of that. That's an incredible and impressive number of 180,000 followers on, you know, Facebook. Elliot Davis TV, if you'd like to follow. So keep up the good work. We'd love to have you back, and thanks for joining us. And I hope the bronchitis is better.
Well, it's getting there. I would have come in person, but I said, I don't want to infect everybody else. So,
Well, I appreciate it. We'll have you down, though. We'd love to see you in person sometime. That would be awesome. But thank you, Elliot.
Okay, buddy.
Take care. That's great. And I think that it's awesome to have, you know, a venue that he has that much loyalty with the audience that he can still do stories like that. So yep. I'm very impressed by that. We're coming back with more. Do you want
get more at 971talk.com.